Born and raised in Newport, Bob Angel has lived on Aquidneck Island his entire life. After graduating from the Rhode Island School of Broadcasting in 1967, Bob was hired by WADK in Newport later that year and has been there ever since, working in every capacity at the station over the past 43 years, including his current role as operations manager. Bob is perhaps best known on the island for his broadcasts of local sports teams and his work on the morning show.
This is AM 1540, WADK, Newport. And a good morning to you on your Tuesday. It's 6:30 in the morning and time for WADK's morning report to get underway. Nice to have you company.
Fly ball, well hit center field. Ryan Westmoreland on the run, going back, and he got there. A terrific catch by Ryan Westmoreland right up against the right center field fence. He got a great jump on it, took off toward that right center field gap deep, and made the catch about waist high.
All right, let's get these people back up to date here. I think we're going to have a solid signal for a while, so why don't we just get back into this thing, okay? Oh, yeah, this is getting interesting. This is getting real interesting. Right after this commercial, let's take it. I don't think he's going to last.
Here he comes,
number 54.
Antonio Zeffirino. The Zephyr runs across the finish line and wins the 1988 Rhode Island Marathon.
In the shotgun, DeWitt gets the snap. Rolls out, keeps it again. He's going to turn the corner, and he's got room. One more block, cuts him free. Gets away from the tackle. Down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Ryan DeWitt. A terrific run by the junior that took off downfield once he found that opening on the left side. Smart run by Brian DeWitt. Long run by Brian DeWitt. And a touchdown.
No one does a talk show like Francis John Pershing Sullivan. Or as he's better known, Sully.
I am that person.
Sully tells things the way they are.
I am a dum-dum.
He's not afraid to ask those bold, revealing questions.
Does potato soup just have potatoes in it?
Here's a man with a purpose, who knows where he's going.
I don't know where we're going with this show today.
Sully's not afraid to talk about anything.
Within the line of propriety.
Of course. However, there is one basic requirement needed in order to enjoy Sully's show.
You gotta be some kind of a nut.
Takesha chopping away at that gum, looking down at her head coach, Lisa Denton, in the first base coach's box. Down to third, Ashley Williams, representing the tying run. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Big strikeout there for Donna Dugan to end the inning. She's now recorded 6 strikeouts in the first 3 innings. As we head to the bottom of the third, Rogers holding on to a 1-0 advantage.
And Portsmouth goes on the attack, but the puck eludes Nate Cole. They're working for control at the center area. Now here comes Nate on the left side, driving across the blue line. Gives it back to Nick Labuti. Labuti puts a shot on, off the glove of Federici. Patriots battling for control on the power play with a minute 40 to go in the power play, but a minute 20 to go in regulation. Portsmouth has control. Right side. This is Carrigan. Cam again trying to get toward the net. Got held for a moment. Puck loose. Shot. Score! Portsmouth! Nate Cole got the carom. Made the score. He was right on top of it. Left side had an open net and didn't waste the opportunity. Nathan Cole, and Portsmouth leads 2-1 with a minute 12 to go.
Back at the other end, Zach Yates throws cross court to Bowen Lees for a three. Yes! 61-41. Down by 20 of the Islanders. In the corner, Yates doesn't take the shot. Goes cross court to Bowen Lees for a three. All net, Bowen. Nate, 17 to go. A real nice long run would help, but this Johnson team is tough. They're not the number one seed by accident. Here goes Rob Weaver down the baseline. Gives it up to Bowen Lees for a three in the corner. Yes! Bowen's feeling it! At the other end, Middletown in a hurry. Bowen Lees, three! Yes!
Wow!
Oh, he's on fire! Mallinson gives it up to Zach Yates. Drives toward the hoop. Stops. Pops. Hits! About an 18-footer. Pass almost stolen by Johnson. Weaver gets it back. Goes to Nick Dybul on the wing for two.
Wow.
Nick Dybul!
This is incredible, Bob. They're just making every shot.
Another breaking ball, and there's a shot well hit into right field. That is way back. That is way back. And that is gone!
Ryan Westmoreland got all of that pitch and sent it over the right field fence about 360 feet away. And as quickly as that, Westmoreland, two-run homer, gives Portsmouth the 3-2 lead.